Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. What is up, team, and welcome back another seven-figure series episode. Again, I stress this is not just for people who are making a mil a year, or not necessarily for people who are hoping to make a mil a year. This is for everybody. This is just a mistake, a synopsis of all of the mistakes that we have made in the process of getting to this point. And here are a few things. So today we're going to discuss quite simply. Well, it may sound simple, but it isn't. Networking and collaborating is, and transparently, one of the biggest mistakes I made because I did not do it enough. I was focusing on all the other things and I wasn't networking or collaborating in any way, shape, or form. And arguably, I probably need to do a little bit more of that right now. However, here is something that I think is important, and that's why this is in a seven-figure conversation. Is because let's just say you're networking and collaborating with so many different people and you're getting eyeballs on your page and you're getting people coming to you. You want to probably have something in advance that you can offer the people. For example, let's just say you jump in this podcast and we do an interview, and let's just say you're talking about, let's say your business is helping vegans, and you go, hey, listen, well, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a vegan, why don't you go jump over to here and download X for free? And then they download X for free. They go through an email sequence. They get nurtured. Eventually, they get a download. They get a video course for free. They may book a call with you. You've got your offer ready. You know your price. You know your pitch. You got it down. You got your fulfillment in place. Now, right? That becomes exponentially more valuable, you getting on a podcast and doing that, when you have all of that back-end stuff in place. So the reason that I would say, in my mind, and this isn't me defending not networking, collaborating enough, it was that I wanted to have an amazing offer, an amazing sales system, sales team, lead generation system, email automations, all of this stuff in place. And arguably, I thought that was maybe too much of a priority. And what I want to say to you guys is, I probably wish I had started, you know, networking and collaborating sooner than I did. And I feel like branching out and having those conversations and having those interactions with people is huge. And it's a really big thing. Yes, I do believe, as I did at the start, you need to have at least a good offer. And you need to be able to articulate that offer efficiently and effectively, I think, before you do anything. But once you've done that, I think networking and collaborating is a massive opportunity. For those of you who've read Traffic Secrets from Russell Brunson, the owner or CEO, one of the co-founders of ClickFunnels, is he talks in a lot of detail about his Dream 100. And essentially what that is mapping out maybe 100's a lot for you guys, but let's say 10. You map out 10 people who have your customers, right? So let's just say you are helping women who are pre or postmenopausal lose weight. Now, if you were to think, well, who else do those people follow, right? Now, imagine if you could write down 10 names of those, the people that your perfect clients follow right now. And you do your best to not befriend, but you do your best to network and hang out and collaborate with those people. Now, all of a sudden, let's just imagine they've got 10,000 followers each. These people, I'm sure they would have more, but let's just say then that's 100,000 people potentially. I'm sure there's a crossover, but there's 100,000 people. Then if you can get in front of their followers, you have 100,000 people who you've identified are interested in the thing that you're offering the world, who are watching these people that you're networking's content, you know, podcasts, YouTubes, whatever it may be. And eventually they're going to go, oh my God, who is such and such a person? So networking and collaborating is huge. I really cannot stress that enough. I do still stand by what I said. You need to have a good offer in place. I firmly believe that. I think you need to have the ability to sell your offer. And I firmly believe that. Once that's in place, and for most of you, I feel this networking, collaborating is definitely something that you should be doing anyway, because people will be building, let's say, a relationship with you over time, even if you're cultivating your offer. Now, for those of you who are, okay, is my offer down? Well, our 30-day trial is doing exactly that. And that's why we do it. So one of the things we do in our 30-day free trial, stress that, is if we can help you craft an offer and learn how to sell it, then you will make exponential money. And what we found is between 6 and 7 of the people who joined the free trial stay on and join our flagship mastermind or accelerator program and go on to kill it and make an enormous amount of money, have a lot of freedom, and obviously to create a bigger impact in the world. And that all comes and boils down to the offer and the pitch. So that is really, really important. Then your networking comes in. I wouldn't put the networking on hold necessarily, but I would prioritize your offer and your pitch. And if you don't have one and you want to improve it and you want to make sure that your offer stack is good, that, you know, you're pitching it at the right price, you're able to articulate it the right way, well, then our 30-day free trial is exactly where you need to be. Again, it is absolutely free. All of those details are below. But enough about that. More relevant is your networking. And, you know, this podcast, this episode I recorded a few weeks ago. Have a little listen. Any questions, as always, drop us an email, drop us a message, and we'll see you guys on the inside. Peace.
Welcome back. It is another episode of the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast today. And episode number 4 of the 7-figure series, potentially. I'm just kind of rattling these out right now. Things are good. Things are going full steam ahead. And I want to talk to you guys first and foremost about the post that I put up on my Instagram, if you guys saw recently, over the last few days, mentioning that I'm going to be taking on some clients personally, which has been a long time since I've taken on some clients personally. A lot of, obviously, the mastermind, we've got an amazing group of coaches that help me. Obviously, Andrew, you know, we've got Wade, we've got Darren, we've got, you know, an array of other coaches that are helping our students. I mentioned that to celebrate purchasing my apartment here in Dubai, I'm going to launch a arm of the mastermind for, let's say, clients who I will want to work with personally. And the intention is that obviously they will obviously be coached by me, but that we will have some masterminds over here in Dubai, and then be able to travel when things start to open up, which is exciting. So I'm super excited for that. Obviously, what does that entail? Well, first and foremost, if you think you may be interested in working with me personally, then great, reach out. The best thing to do is actually on Instagram, though, to reach out on my main profile, which is at Spearman Chris, and reach out to me personally. And if you're a great fit, then awesome. We can kind of brainstorm the ins and outs. I think, you know, the way I put on my story was that, generally speaking, if I just kind of want this to be a group of maybe 5 to 10 people. I don't want it to be much more than that. And it may be less than that. And generally people who are looking to hit 100,000 or £250,000 this year. And the goal is, obviously, they will have access to the whole mastermind. They'll have access to all of the Cover Model Academy. But additional to that, for the whole year, I will be mentoring them personally. as well. So, you know, it's not going to be based on money. It's not based on how much you can pay. It's purely based on commitment and people who are committed to change the world. More than anything, I want, you know, you guys to add value to me, to my network, to be people that I'm inspired to coach, to train, to add value. And to, it doesn't need to be, say, fitness specific. I've already had maybe a dozen people reach out to me yesterday to show interest, which is amazing. And you know, some of those I think could be a great fit. Some of those it's probably not the best thing for them. You know, I need to be super selfish as well in terms of my time. I need to make sure that it's a good fit, and I need to make sure that I can add value, but also that I feel like they're actually going to take action. And if that's the case and you think that may be you, then awesome. Reach out. We can have a discussion. Instagram is the best place to do that, at Spearman Chris. And it won't be based on price. And the guarantee is, if you haven't made back the full investment by 12 weeks in of the whole year, then I will refund you every single penny. There's no doubt in my mind that that'll be a no-brainer. I have too many years, decades in the industry, and have helped enough people to add an enormous amount of value to your business in a very short space of time. So yeah, I'm super pumped. I'm super excited. Some of those that have messaged already seem like they could be a good fit. So if you're interested, drop me a DM and just write like intensive, and we can brainstorm. I can give you, you know, a little few things to fill out to see, basically to interview you to see if you're a good fit. Although, you know, normally it's the other way around. I just need to be selective with my time. So no further ado, I want to discuss one area of growing a seven-figure business that I failed on for a while, and something that has probably helped my friends or people around me to massively accelerate their business, something that I need to be better at doing. That is collaborating, networking. And doing networking and collaborating can be amazing. When you are at a certain level, it's game-changing. Let me explain why. If you don't have a system in place that can sell, you haven't been able to articulate your value or your niche, and you're doing all of the coaching, you collaborating and networking with people is only going to get you more people who you're struggling to sell, more people who, even if they do join, you can't fully commit and fulfill the program. You end up with more of a bottleneck quicker. So what you should be spending your time doing when you first start, create a program, learn how to sell said program, focus on that before you ever start trying to get a huge amount of leads. Because the biggest thing, when I ask people, what is the one thing that you need more of? They say leads. And the truth is it isn't, because your sales rate, shit, your coaching is poor, your retention is dismal. The answer is you don't need more leads. You have enough leads. You're just not able to sell what you have to the people that are hearing what you have to say. So you don't need more leads. People say, I need more followers. No, you don't. If you have 20 people viewing your story, you should be able to sell. You should be closing people. If you have 70 people viewing your story, yeah, but bro, they're just the same people all the time. That's worse. That tells me that the same people are viewing your shit and they're still not convinced. You need to step it up. You need to step it up, right? Like, I think that's just a massive shift. I think that, you know, that needs to be identified. Otherwise, you're going to be in a scenario where, you know, you're scaling your business to another level, and you're still dealing with. We in Ireland, we call it junior infants, but I don't know what you call it here. Montessori, play school issues. You need to be thinking longer term. And so that is not where it's at. That's the biggest mistake I see people making in the fitness industry, especially when you're trying to sell a program at that level. You know, you'll say, I need more leads. You don't. You have enough leads. You just can't sell them. You can't articulate the value of your program. You can't maybe your program is not at a certain level, maybe it's not scaled, maybe you haven't been able to delegate. So the answer is not more leads. The answer is rarely more leads, because if there are 20, 30, 40 people viewing your stuff and you can't sell, then you're struggling. It's not you need more leads. More leads is just going to mean that more people are seeing your shit that are still not convinced that you can do what you say you can do. That's it. So respectfully, you need to either create an awesome program that actually gets results, or you need to articulate that value better than you're doing, because more leads just means you've got more people who aren't convinced about you at all. And very often that starts with you. That starts with you not being fully convinced that you can get a result for them. You not being convinced that you can help them change their lives, or you not being convinced that you can sell or articulate the value of the program. So more leads is never the problem until you get to a certain level. The problem is not being able to articulate the value. So, and we get this all the time. Someone will say, hey, listen, I want to grow an online business, but I just need to grow my following. You don't, mate. You don't at all. You fucking don't. I know people making millions of pounds a year that don't even have Instagram. You don't need more followers. You need to have an amazing program, and you need to be able to articulate the value. That's it. And then once you do that, then you can get more leads. Once you have a system that flows, once you have a system that gets results, once you have a proven system that you're happy with, yeah, you'll always be optimizing. I get it. You'll always be optimizing it. Then you improve your ability to sell or articulate the value of the life change. Once you've done that and it's scaled, then you can look at leads or lead generation or getting more leads. Otherwise, you're just like, if you set up a program right now that's half-assed, you don't know how to sell it, and all you're focusing on is lead generation, you're just telling more of the world that you're not fully great at what you're selling. So the most fundamental cornerstone is an incredible program that has amazing scale and adds serious value to your clients. Once you do that, once you have a program like that, the only thing you should be doing until you make £1 million, $1 million, the only thing you should be doing is selling it. Articulating, get better at solving or articulating the value of the program in your lead's mind. So if you're speaking to someone on the phone and they're not fully convinced, then it's only one of three things. They're not fully convinced on your program. They don't think that your program works. They don't like you, or they don't gel with you, or they don't feel like they can execute and get a life change themselves. They think they'll never be able to do it.
What is up, team? Interrupting this podcast really briefly to remind you that we're still running our 30-day free trial. This is 30 days for free on our £20,000 mastermind. Now, it sounds too good to be true. Let me explain exactly why we're doing it, and then you will understand. On average, we have worked it out over the last few months. On average, for every 10 people that joined this 30-day free trial, right? Two people do absolutely no work, drop off, waste of space, waste of time, don't make it a priority, no issues. Great. Out of the eight that finish, six of those go on and choose to work with us longer term. Now, the two that don't, either don't make it a priority, or it isn't their biggest priority right now, or maybe their biggest goal or their biggest priority isn't building an online fitness business, and there's no issues in that whatsoever. Out of the six that finish and decide to stay on average, the reason they decide to stay on is on average, they make between £3,000 and £5,000 of new money in the first few weeks based on the systems and the frameworks that we give them. For that reason, it becomes an absolute no-brainer. It gives us an opportunity to show them how much value we have, all of the mistakes that we've made, all of the processes that we've put in place, and to give them the opportunity to join a like-minded
community of entrepreneurs, fitness professionals who are doing the exact same thing without any risk. That is the guarantee that we offer. So it sounds too good to be true. It really isn't, because statistically everyone wins. We win. Obviously, we get some awesome people. It separates the people who aren't willing to put in the work, which is great for us because we don't care about money necessarily. What's going to get us to the next level is having amazing people involved. And that forces only the people who are willing to put in the work to stay. For you guys, it's an opportunity to join something for free. And if you decide to walk away and you want to do your thing, there is no contract, no obligations, nothing, provided that you put in sufficient amount of work. There is no way that you won't stay on. There's no way that you won't see the value. And if you do decide to take it, run with it, and go off and do your own thing, fine. But statistically, more than enough people see the incredible value that we offer. So if you haven't booked a call to see if you would be a good fit, there is a link below. We would love to have a conversation with you and see, first of all, we need to make sure we can help you. Secondly, if we feel like we are the right people to help you, then we'll have that conversation. And thirdly, to see if you'd be a good fit. Ultimately, we don't want to waste our time and we don't want to waste yours. So the link is in the bio below. We hope to see you inside and enjoy the rest of the episode.
So you need to spend 99% of your time just trying to solve and break those three objections. That's all you need to do. Can you show them that your program works? Can you show them that you're a nice person? And you then need to do what is probably the $1 million problem solve. And that's, if you want to ask me what's the goal to selling or the goal to articulating an amazing program, you need to articulate self-belief in another human being you've never spoken before. And I feel the reason I'm good at doing that is because I firmly believe that anyone I speak to can do almost anything. If someone says, I'm going to build a spaceship and go to the moon, like, hey, mate, it's out there, but I've seen other people do crazier shit. So you need to focus 90% of your time on articulating your program by breaking down those three beliefs in that person's mind. Once you've done that and you're good at that, then you can start getting more leads. Then you can start getting more people. Because if there's someone like follow, if there's like 100 people viewing your story, like, it really frustrates me because people go, oh bro, like I need, you've got loads of, I need more followers. And I'm like, okay, how many people view your story? 1,000. So, or 500, right? So I'm there going, okay, so if you've got like, say, 300 or 400 people viewing your story, how many clients are you going to sign today? Maybe none. So what you're telling me is out of 300 people that view your stuff, they're not convinced. So you can't convince even, if you could convince 1% of the people that view your stuff that you can do what you say you can do, you'd have 3 clients right now if 300 people are viewing your story. So the problem is not leads. Oh yeah, but bro, they're the same people that view my stuff over and over again though. Yeah, so that's even worse. These people have been viewing your stuff for a year and they're still not convinced. See, this is the problem, right? Identify that issue. Identify the fact that people don't believe that you can help them. They don't. And you have to do that by doing 3 things. Show that your program works and is better than other programs out there. Be a nice human being, or at least resonate with people. And help people to have that self-belief or see that they can actually do it, right? Once you do that and you can express that value or show that you give a shit, which most people don't do, show that you give a shit, not just another number, right? The Cover Model Academy has made nearly $2 million in the last few years. And if I am speaking to someone on the phone, they're the only person that matters. Because if you're not able to immerse yourself into someone's life and show empathy and real compassion, it's not a sales trick. You need to show real compassion that you really want to help. And the only way you can do that is forget about the money, forget about growing your business. Just go out there, create an amazing program to solve an awesome problem and get in front of enough people and try and tell the world how amazing it is. Now, if you can do that and you can show empathy and compassion in your communication with those people, you will change the world. And you don't need to worry about money. The money will come. Trust me. Trust me, the money will come. Focus on adding an amazing service and articulating the value, and stop trying to focus on leads until you can do that. Now, you need maybe a few leads, of course, but my argument would be, if you have all of that in place, then when leads do start coming in, you can actually articulate your program and you're going to have far more success long term. So long term, I think that's something that I'm not going to say I didn't spend as much time focusing on that aspect, but that's something that a big mistake that I see. So within this series, obviously a seven-figure series is the fuck-ups, the mistakes, the challenges that I've made from, you know, going from six-figure to seven-figure business owner is then once that's in place, is collaborating, networking, and getting more people into your world. And when you do that, and you have those systems, you can articulate the value of your program, you can show empathy, you can show all of these things, that's when this comes into play, right? That's when you can go out and start collaborating, networking. And admittedly, that's something that I didn't do enough of. And I'm, you know, that's what this series is about. If you're listening to the podcast, you'll have gone through the others. If you haven't, you can click the link in my bio if you're on IG, or if you're in the Facebook group, you'll have access. But one of the biggest things I didn't do earlier on was to network. Now, arguably, I would say that it's because I wanted to make sure that the program was in place, that we have a team of coaches that can deliver world-class service, and that we're focusing on selling our program and articulating the value of our program. Then you can start doing podcasts. This is probably the first time this week that I've done an IG live. I'm on Facebook. I'm on recording a podcast at the same time. So now that everything's in place for the mastermind and also for the Cover Model Academy, now it's just a case of getting people to see that we can change your life. And now once people see that, then they'll go, oh, I want to learn a little bit more. And all of a sudden your system flows. Focusing on lead gen immediately, I can see why you do it, but you need to see the caveat of what I'm trying to say is you need to be able to do the actually get a result and then articulate the value before you get the lead. Otherwise you're goosed. So first and foremost, you know, you need to have that, but then focusing on networking. So collaborating, networking, it could be YouTube, it could be a podcast, it could be, you know, reaching out to people, it could be being friendly. You know, it's whatever that looks like to you, whatever, you know, that form of networking is, you know, be it if podcast is your strength, great. Maybe it's Facebook Lives. Maybe it's meeting up in person. Maybe it's doing joint ventures, business together, whatever that looks like to you. That's a good time to start doing stuff like that. Going to masterminds, be it other students in the mastermind that you're in, or, you know, just getting in a mastermind to get a better network with, say, a different group of people. So, you know, that to me is a massively overlooked aspect of growing a business at this level. So how can you go about doing that? Podcasting tricks. Here are a few. Reach out to people. Try and get them on your podcast. Try and, you know, be honest that you like their stuff. Don't reach out to someone and ask to be on theirs unless you have something to give. You should always give, not take. If you come at other coaches, entrepreneurs as a giver, then you will end up way better off long term. And you will get invited onto podcasts automatically. Something that I used to do and will be doing more of is reaching out to someone who has an amazing podcast and asking them to go on mine and then say, hey, why don't we just do one of each? And then we both put them out together. That's a good tip. Collaborating with people, mastermind. So, and this isn't just about our mastermind, but the amount of people within our mastermind that are now working together. So many people have come inside our mastermind and are working for other people or doing joint ventures or podcasts with other people. And that's nothing to do with us. That's just because they were able to gel and network. So networking is huge. And what will happen then is you will get other people's network into your world, into your life. You know what I'm saying? So you'll have a large percentage of people then that know who you are that didn't know who you were before and now know who you are and what you do and what you can offer when all of those systems are in place. Some of you are awesome on YouTube. I know some of you, you know, do a lot of YouTube. That's something that, you know, I think we need to up our game in the YouTube department, but that's something that's quite good. One thing that, you know, people who watch YouTube. Sounds obvious, right? People who listen to podcasts, listen to podcasts. So if you have an awesome podcast, you'd be better off networking with people who have podcasts because, you know, if the cross-pollination effect is improved hugely by getting on their podcast because they're more likely to listen to podcasts and they're going to listen to yours. So yeah, I can't stress the value of that. And you know, I don't want to rant about it, but it really frustrates me when you try and help people and they say, I need more followers. And the naivety of that is frustrating because I see so many people with an enormous amount of followers that, you know, they couldn't sell anything. Like they'd struggle. They couldn't sell a drink to someone who needs drink. So I think it's an important distinguishing factor of where you're planning to put your time. And the networking effect will give you, because time is so valuable, right? So your networking effect, let's say long-term, the time that you spend networking will have such a higher return when you have, you know, systems in place. Rather than doing it at the start and no one really knows who you are either, right? So I would take that on board massively as well, hugely. So this was a shorter one, but this whole emphasis is on getting your shit sorted first and then transitioning and looking for the ability to network, scale, collaborate, and take other people into your world once you have built a solid foundation of results, programs, and the ability to sell. And I'm not saying that to be harsh. I'm saying that because we kind of made that mistake a little bit and then rectified pretty early on. But it's the biggest thing I say to people. They set up a new business and they're trying to get on people's podcasts. People don't know who you are. You don't have any credibility in the space. Even if people follow you, you've got nothing to offer them. You can't even sell your program yet. Get the program together, focus on selling and articulating the value, get some incredible results, and then just collaborate for the rest of your life. And that's huge. And then delegate, automate. Obviously, that's probably going to be one of the next episodes. But guys, I'm going to leave you there. It is a beautiful day here in Dubai. I'm going to jump out to the pool. I need to make a few calls. Very fortunately, bought an apartment here in Dubai in the marina, a beautiful sky view apartment overlooking the marina. It's a dream apartment, I'm not gonna lie. So very fortunate, but I need to do a few bits and pieces and I'm going to chill by the pool. And I'm going to get back to, I know a lot of you have reached out about working in that intensive with me for the year. I'm not gonna lie, I am being strict with who I take on. My time is the only thing I care about right now. Money is not the issue. It's my time. I need to make sure if I'm going to work with people one-to-one that it's going to be valuable, it's going to be worth it. And it's something that's going to, you know, yield a significant amount of happiness. And it needs to be a mutual thing as well. I need to be assured that you are going to add value and that you're worth taking on as a client personally. If you think that is you, the best thing you can do is go to Instagram at Spearman Chris, drop me a DM and write intensive. And then, yeah, let's see if you're a good fit. Let's give you a little interview. You can tell me why you think, firstly, tell me how you think I can help you. Secondly, tell me why you think that you would be a good client for me to work with personally. And then let's go from there. As always, guys, seek out challenges. I've had an enormous amount of my life so far. I'm hoping to have more because I know the impact that it has on the rest of my life. Hope you guys are good. Stay safe. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope that has been useful. Our time is our most valuable commodity. It is something that you will never get back, be it in your business, with your families, in your relationships. and I value your time and spending it here with us. As a thank you and to help you scale and grow your business, there are a number of ways that we can help you scale and grow for free. Number one, if you would like more leads in your business, you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com, download our blueprint, and go through our free video course that will talk you step by step through how you can 2x, 3x, and 4x your lead flow. Number two, you can go to unlimitedfitnesssales.com and get your hands on the exact $3 million sales blueprint that we have used in multiple businesses, including our fitness businesses, over the last number of years to scale and grow our own. Thirdly, you can jump inside our community at fitnesscoachcommunity.com. Lastly, and by no means least, if you are looking for a little bit more help, you can get a free consultation business audit from myself, Andrew, and the team. And absolutely free, this is not a sales call, it's very much a value add. And transparently, we know that a large number of you will see how impactful that is and may decide in the future to work with us. And you can get one of those at fitnessbusinessaudit.com, where we dissect exactly what's happening in your fitness business right now, be it online or in person, depending on what sort of structure you have with your business. See what roadblocks you have standing in your way, what your goals are, and actually on that call, reverse engineer a solution for you. Again, that is not a sales call. We know that there will be a large number of you that see that we are talking sense and may decide to work with us in the future. But for us, it is a way of giving back as a thank you and helping to scale and grow our community. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you're being safe. Whatever you do, remember, there will be challenges on the way. There are always going to be challenges. Seek them out. Seek out those failures, because it is those failures that are going to launch you and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As always, please like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Brings tears to me.